The clean energy transition is happening, and Vermont is leading the way. And as more and more Vermonters make the switch to clean electricity to power their lives, think more EVs on the road, more heat pumps in homes and businesses, we're hearing this question pop up more often. Can the grid handle it? We are so glad you asked. I'm Kristen Carlson, and today on Good Energy Now, we're talking about the energy transition and the grid and how Vermont is ready. Josh Castingay, who leads innovation and engineering at GMP, is here. Heyo.
Good afternoon, Kristen.
Good evening.
Good night.
Yes. So we love this question. Can the grid handle it?
Yes, it can. Thank you, everybody.
All right. The end. That was the shortest podcast in history. But it's one of the things that we hear from people time and time again. How do we know it's ready?
Yeah. So there's a lot of studying that goes on in the grid, right? So when we operate the grid, and just so everybody understands what we mean by the grid, it's the wires, the poles and wires and infrastructure that generates electricity, transmit that electricity, and gets it to turn your lights on in your house or your business. So as we electrify, the grid is going to be used even more. And one of the things that we do, even before we were doing a lot of electrification around EVs and things, we're always studying the grid. We're looking ahead. We're looking 10, 20, 30 years out to say, okay, if this happens, what happens? What happens when this happens? One of those things now that we look at is a lot of EVs, a lot of electric vehicles coming onto the system. Heat pumps are being installed into homes. As we decarbonize our system, electricity is a really great way to do that. So we look at, okay, can we do this and can we handle it as we look forward? And the answer is absolutely yes. And a big piece of that, we'll talk more about it, I'm sure, is around some of the stuff that GMP has been doing with storage and flexible loads and that sort of thing. So answer, just sum that all up, yes, it can.
Well, let's talk about how much more electricity will be used, because we hear this question too from our customers. Just in the past year, the number of electric vehicles on the road jumped about 50%, and switching to an EV is the top thing you can do to reduce carbon emissions. You and I both drive electric, and that's because driving with fossil fuel is the top source of carbon pollution in Vermont, and heating with fossil fuel, that's a big number two source. So together, driving and heating make up 70% of the state's emissions. So as more and more people move to electric vehicles and heat pumps like us, will a lot more power be needed? We hear that question too.
Yeah, so you'll continue to need more electricity as we use more electricity on the system. The good news is we have a lot of different resources, a lot of different ways to produce that clean electricity. Hydro, so water power, wind, solar power, all of those things are continuing to be built, expanded, and produce that energy that we need. So back to what I mentioned earlier, when we study it, we look at exactly that question to make sure we're going to continue to have the clean energy supply that we're going to need to meet this future.
And our power supply right now is 100% carbon-free on an annual basis, 78% renewable, and we're going to be 100% renewable by 2030. So you're using clean energy here,
right,
folks. Also, you hit this a couple minutes ago. We've been working on all of this for a long time. Batteries are key. I know I call you Josh Battery Castingay. Is that your batteries?
Yeah, do you?
Cool. No, I guess I don't. This was the first time. But batteries are key.
Yeah. So one of the, Kristen, as you said, one of the things we've done over the last, I don't know, now we're 7, 8 years in, believe it or not, was to start deploying battery storage in the system, because batteries are, they provide a bunch of different purposes on the grid. They produce backup energy when you need it in your home or business. We use the battery like a peaking resource, which just means I can discharge that battery when the grid is using the most amount of energy in a really hot, humid day or really cold winter night. I can use that battery storage. And so what all of that has been doing is we've been building up those resources over the last few years, is giving us that amazing resource that when the electric vehicles and the heat pumps are being used, I'm using the batteries to offset those. So you're literally, you know, we've talked about this, you're shrinking the distance between where you're producing and consuming the electricity, and all of that together is why the grid can handle this as we move in the electrification future here.
And we just had a really exciting announcement recently where we partnered with O'Brien Brothers, a community group who does great community projects in neighborhoods, where we're going to have 155 homes that are fully clean, no fossil fuels, and they're going to be all electric, and that's actually going to benefit the grid.
Yeah. So what I love about this is I just talked about how we study it. And studying is great, and you need to, and it's very important, because we're looking ahead to the future. We're studying, okay, when we electrify, what happens? This is now showing. This is real, like like potatoes and tofu and whatever, like you're actually like
rolling it out. Potatoes and tofu.
Instead of
you lost
meat and potatoes,
me. Are you
you're
hungry?
A vegetarian.
I am a vegetarian, but you lost me there. But continue. Yeah. So this is a real tofu potatoes moment.
Tofu potatoes. Showing how this stuff is going to work, like actually deploying it on the system. So what we're doing with this community is not only is it all electric and there's no fossil fuel, you're heating and more transportation and it's fully resilient, but we can leverage this entire neighborhood as a grid resource. So when the rest of the area grid is using more energy because cars are plugged in or heating, I can actually take this neighborhood and it looks like a big generation resource. It's actually supporting the grid. And in the middle of the day when the sun is cranking, like day like today where we are and solar is producing a ton, I can use this as like a sink. You know, I can take that solar energy and store it, use it later. So it's just proving out that not only can the grid handle it, actually doing this in this way is a benefit to the entire system there.
And batteries are exciting because as we face the impacts of climate change proactively and head on, batteries help keep people powered up. And I know we love the word resiliency. So people will be resilient and powered up no matter what.
Yeah, that is one of the, it's proven out amazingly well as we've deployed battery storage. Unfortunately, we have storms. We still have weather impacts and the climate impact that's happening is continuously showing up. Batteries produce an amazing backup resource, keep you powered up when there's something else going on there. It's an amazing real resiliency resource.
Resiliency is huge, and we're going to dive into that more in another episode. I hope you're going to join us for that. And you can learn more about GMP and all of our programs at greenmountainpower.com. And if you have topics you would like us to cover, email us at goodenergynow@greenmountainpower.com. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you very much.
Till next time, Mr. Battery Castingay.
We'll see you soon.
It's not going to catch on.
No,
anyway,
I hope not.
Thanks for listening today. Talk soon.